You ready? Must be.
Like a challenge.
It's 8 o'clock. We'll call the meeting to order. This is a special meeting of the Gage County Board of Supervisors.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. The regular agenda. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Approve or disapprove resolution establishing new Gage County Supervisor District boundaries due to census change.
Motion to approve new district boundaries.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion.
11-39.
Well, I'll just highlight it. The real significant changes is Myron lost a township and a half, and I gained his township and a half. Population has significantly shifted to the north, on our side of the county anyway. So if you look at the changes, that's primarily what they are. Any more discussion?
I got a quick question, and this is in effect for 10 years now.
Correct.
The next census comes out, which then you have to change it again or adjust again.
Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove Linden Road agreement with Hunt Trust, having chairman sign agreement and authorizing $3,000 payment to trust.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion. Do we want Keith to explain any or?
Yeah.
Okay. Keith.
I think the good news for the board as a whole, we have verbal agreement with the railroad this morning, which happened since your meeting, and this was the agreement by the family, the Hunt family, for that. So we can... if we can meet all of these requests, Linden Road will be put together within the next week. And then you can, it'll take a Burlington Northern Railroad. You guys would all appreciate this. And except I'm an employee of my own company. Don't have anything off. They closed the office this week because there was only 3 working days anyway with Thanksgiving, so they just told all the help they could take the whole week off. So Burlington Northern cannot have any business. I thought it was quite clever when she told me Friday that there would be no business that could be done. That would give me a week to get this all done. So thanks for the report, for the approval of the Hunt situation, and I'll have Rick sign this amendment here then that it is approved.
Okay.
And
we all understand where Linden Road is. This is the Holmesville, what I commonly call the Holmesville Road. It's 3/4 of a mile off of 77, where we have that dog leg where the railroad tracks should slow down to 15, 20 miles an hour.
15.
And this will straighten it out.
Be on the section line, straight through. If you're acquainted with the area, Van Lanningham's live on the east side, and Hunts are all on the south side, and there's no buildings on the north side. I'll have to work on the north side because I'm sure you guys don't want to keep that old road right away. You'll take the gravel and stuff off of it, and then we'll see what we can do with it if the people that own their absentee landlord, and if they would want to compensate us a little bit for that old right-of-way property on the north side, well, then we'll try to get that. But I decided the first thing that we had to do on there was to get the proper deeds on this. Now, things have happened since that last meeting. May I report on that?
Yes.
Okay, I have now authorization of Jones, Lang, and LaSalle, who represent the railroad property, and I have a copy of the contract that they will only accept their attorney's contract, so I couldn't draw a contract or anything like that. The one good thing about it is I have stopped all operation at Nebraska Title on the preparation of the deed and the title insurance, because that goes along with their deal. So that money
was
we will.
$369.83, our next item. Is that what that bill was?
No, that's for Hunt's stuff. That one is to pay off that CRP.
The CRP.
On that.
Oh, you're right.
You have to pay off the CRP that been under contract for 12 years. So you have to pay how much money was drawn and the interest back, and that's what that figure is.
Does that answer your Burlington questions you had the other day? Okay.
And then you and the Register of Deeds have an agreement that the Register of Deeds can't tell you how much it's going to cost. We don't know how many pages it's going to be in these releases. The railroad has agreed to this, except for one little argument that I'll get settled, that they do their own contracts. They won't let anybody draw contracts for them, including county attorney. That's what I had questioned that we couldn't draw. So there's a contract from the Jones, Lang, LaSalle, and Americus, who are members of a real estate firm called American Association. The contract for the purchase of the 2,200ths of an acre of land across the railroad track on the straight line now, we have come to my last offer. We started at $10,000, and I said no, and then we got to $6,500, and I said no. And then she says, well, what are you going to do? We don't care. And I said, well, we'll condemn you. She didn't even know what power of an eminent domain was. And she said, what do you mean? You have the power to condemn us? And I said, oh, yes, we do. So we re-backed up, and now they have met my qualifications. The first check has to be paid to to the Bank of New York Mellon. There's still an agreement with them for financing, although it isn't recorded in your courthouse, but it's in effect for $1,500, and then you have to have a certified check. Can't even use the county check. I was shocked at that one. A certified bank check to Burlington Northern for $1,000, so it's $2,500 is what we got them down to, and that was what.
Keith, I was just wondering, as I looked over that contract, it's basically a $2,500 purchase, and as I look at their contract, and I know New York's big and smarter than us old boys out here, but it says $1,500.
That's to one, yeah. But
if we're cutting checks for $2,500,
no, it has to be one check.
Well, I understand that they can choose whoever they want to get paid, but
right.
We're paying $2,500 consideration.
I've never led you astray on that. That's what.
No. I know you haven't. I'm just wondering if they understand the concept of adding two numbers together.
$2,500. We add them together, and here's the new contract that we'd have to sign. And
they have red and purple hair. They can do it.
Well, we saved one thing we did, Raj. We saved the title insurance. They're taking care of that, which would have been about $145. And we saved the drawing of the deed, which was about another $100.
Yeah.
So we saved $250 on that. So it's roughly that $750. But
well, thank
it won't
you,
take
Keith.
Long
it's
to
a good project. It's a safe. Road that we will have there. How many accidents were on
16.
That road?
16 recorded accidents.
That's quite a few on that road. So.
Well, the insurance company is going to be very happy because the highway department told me that they are having a problem with these crooked roads and these little bit logs and the crossing of the railroad tracks that you can't see left and right from insurance companies of all these accidents. And the highway department said that when we took our seminar, that possibly in the future you're going to have real problems of getting your grants through the government and through the state of Nebraska on those kind of roads.
Good.
I think you're beating the request.
Just so everyone knows, we are moving the driveway. We are moving the mailbox and whatever we can do to
you
help
have to make
family in the
her transition. Approach to the road.
And
$100.
it'll be smooth and they won't even notice.
And on the other side of the road, on the other side, on the other section, you're going to grade off and take your gravel and rock and probably put that on the road anyway, and so that there won't be any more just tie up here at the railroad. I'm still negotiating on that because I got from her late Friday afternoon that they have another problem. They claim that we owe them now for an acre and a 5/100 of pasture. This is the kind of survey that they've got. That's what the railroad has in their file. Well, it says there's grazing land right there, 1.05 acres. But there's grazing land. Well, that's basically on Van Lanningham's on the east side of what we're taking. I had to go out there and step it off. You can't see to line up the road that's coming from the east to the road on the west that you've already got graded because the trees are about 30 foot high on the railroad and there's no way to sight through. And as the engineer says, now just how do I survey through there? So I think this was a way that they thought they could gain some more money out of us. I really do. Because I requested them, and we got the map, they interneted it to her, and what they're talking about is right there. That's the gray area that they're talking about. Sorry, I can't have pictures of this for everybody. We're only buying the red area. I really don't care about that because the road isn't over there. The road's over here. And so they wanted us to buy that at $10,000 an acre. When I talked to her Friday afternoon about 4:45, and I said, we don't want it. That's Van Lanningham's pasture. It doesn't affect the road because we're just going to go straight through. And I did, at 5:10, lucked out and got in the ASCS office, and we have a blown up picture, an aerial photo, that we're tying from here to here straight through. That 1.5 acres is right there in the pasture. We don't need it. So I told her it's a new one because it's blown up. We're going to connect that point to that point.
Good.
And it's all being done. We have to have a check. So what we'll have to have an okay from the board is for those two checks, one for $1,500. Because they have to accompany, I think you saw that, Raj, they have to accompany certified checks, and she says that's all we'll take. No,
it's
personal
it's
checks.
It's real estate under Nebraska law. We'd do that anyhow. So.
Yeah. So that's what I'm over here to explain to you, and we've got four to her office explaining it all, and we verbally agreed to it upon the board's approval.
Okay, good. Any more
questions?
Got
any questions of me, we'll fire it out. So the only one that then, if we get this all, but the only thing that hasn't been done is the disposition of the old road.
Okay.
Any questions on that?
Okay, any more discussion? Thank you, Keith. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove authorizing road expenditure for Linden Road in the amount of $369.83.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Need a motion to go into executive session or closed session for update on FOP negotiations contract. And then security issue that was brought to our attention.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. There won't be any action. I guess no action, is there? Yeah, be no action. It's just information. Need a motion to come out. Need a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Anything else for the good of the order of the special session? Gage County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 10 o'clock.
That was a lot.